We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Amad Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom of Kuf Lama Tes Amad Beis, the two dots. It's said in the Mishnah, V'neisnin Beyav V'mesanenes. You're allowed to put an egg into a strainer of mustard. A mustard strainer, you want it, you have mustard on the bottom, you want to make it yellow, so you put an egg in on top, and it strains out, leaves the white on top, and the yellow goes to the bottom. And it says in the Mishnah, it's Mutta. Tana Yaakov Karcha, why is it Mutta? Why isn't it a problem of Beyav? You're only doing this straining, this bayrur, el legavin, only to color the chardol. That means, really, both of them are good food, and you like both of them, they're both oichel. And the only reason why you're separating it is because you want to color the chardol. So it's not oichel, b'seil, bayrur is only when you separate the bad from the good. Here, they're both good, and they're both oichelim, and the whole kavana just is to get a color, to color the bottom. That's not called bayrur. And the chiddush in this gemara is that usually, even when you have two oichlim, if I like one oichel better than the other oichel, it will be bayur. That's only when it comes to eating something. But here, it's not like I like one of them better for food than the other one. The whole reason I'm doing this is to color it, and therefore it's not a problem of bayur. And obviously we're going also, there's no problem with tzvi of oichlim, and therefore there's no isser b'chal here to color the chardel. Zok the Gemara Vayta, that's with butter. Now the Gemara is going to handle a little bit about lush. There's an Issa on Shabbos to do lush, which means kneading. Usually in the Mishnah, it had to do with making dough. You mix flour with water that makes it into dough. But there's a, he would handle it by chardel if it's a, there's a problem of lush, making that into dough, making that into connected pieces. Is that a problem? So it's why we learned. Chardel is lush mer of Shabbos. Chardel that you kneaded before Shabbos, and it's avoided in the Paiskim, it means with its own liquid. You mixed it with its own liquid, and now it got became a paste with its own liquid. B'macha on Shabbos, what are you allowed to do? Amarav, b'macha, you're allowed to mix it with wine or water, like Rashi says, b'kli, only with a kli. Avaloi b'yad, not with your hand, because Rav holds that derech was to do it with your hand, and therefore, you have to make a shinoi and do it with a kli, not with the hand. Only a Shmuel biyad, or to call yoyim machle biyad. You always, he's telling me yad is a shino. Why you always do it with the yad, with your hand? Is it machel chamarimu? Is it machel chamarim? Do you do it with your hand? Food that you eat, you don't use a hand. Use a kli, use a spoon to mix it. You don't use your hand to mix it. So how can you tell me all week long you use a yad? It's not machel chamarim. It's not the donkey food. And lama Shmuel, the opposite. Memacha biyad, you're allowed to do it with your hand because that's a shino. But any machel b'kli, we can't do a kli. Can't use a kli to mix it on Shabbos. Itmar, Rav Eliezer Eimer, Echad Zeh ve'Echad Zeh Osir. Rav Eliezer says that both are Osir. You can't mix it with mashke. You want to put the mayim in here, water in here. You can't mix it sai with your hand, sai with a kli. Rav Yechon Omer, the opposite, Echad Zeh ve'Echad Zeh, mutter. Either way, it's mutter. So right now we have four shitas, basically. We have either both of them are mutter, both of them are Osir, or one is mutter ve'yad or mutter ve'kli. It's Mechlekes Rav and Shmuel. So Abayev Rava Damer Tavayu ain't halacha k'Rabbi Yechonon. We don't pass Rabbi Yechonon. That means Abayev and Rava both say that it's usher to do either one. You can't do either one. Lemaisa, come Rabbi Yechonon shitas Rav Elazar. Rabbi Yechonon was chayzer and he held now like Rav Elazar the holes that it's usher to mix mashke into the mustard, side with your hand, side with the kli. Rabbi Yechonon was chayzer and now he holds like Rav Elazar. And come Rav Elazar shitas Shmuel. Rav Elazar went and was chayzer and held like Shmuel that it's. But Yad is Mutta and Kli is Asa. And Abayev Rav and Tavayuk, they stay with their Shita, consistent with their Shita, Halacha Rabbi Yechonon. Halacha, like the second Rabbi Yechonon who holds that Sai B'Yad, Sai B'Kli, it is Asa. Al Kaponim, they are coming out that it's Asa. Ima da Abayev Avdilei, the aim of Abayev, which we know was the person who brought him up, because his mother died in childbirth, and the Ime was his governess, whatever you want to call it, his nurse, who brought him up, she made him this dish by mixing stuff into the chardel on Shabbos. Lo yachal, he didn't eat it, because he held it was also. Like we just saw, she said, was that's also. The Besuah, the Zira of delay, Zira's wife made this for Rav Chiya Ba'ashi, which is a Talmud. Lo yachal, he didn't want to eat it. On Malay, Le Rabbach Avdilei, I did it for your Rebbe, Va'achal, Vat Lechal, he didn't want to eat it. But he didn't want to eat it, he held it was also. Amar Rav Bar Shabbat, have a kaminika made Ravina, I was in front of Ravina, Vach Shlei B'Shuf Sudatumah. He took a piece of garlic and he mixed it with that, V'Achal, and he ate it. I guess he held that was a big enough shinui, and he held that was mutter that way. Omer Mazutra, Maskonah the Gemara Mazutra, Les Hilchus HaKochan Shmaitza. We don't paskin like all these Shmaitza, like you heard the Itmar. Chardos Shalosh Shemer of Shabbos, the Loch is that you already mixed it with its own liquid before Shabbos. You made it into a paste. L'machar memachoy bein b'yah bein mikli. The next day, you let it pour in liquid, say with your hand, say with the kli, or you could put in some honey, but you can't beat it. Elam arav, only mix it slowly. And that's what we pass in Lach Lamais and Shulchan Aruch, that if chardal already was mixed with its own paste before Shabbos, and now I want to add some water, I'm allowed to add water as long as I don't mix it very vigorously, I just mix it very lightly, then it's mutter. But yitroif, if that's already making losh, and that's worse. But if you do it lightly, Lamaisa, that's how you paskin that it's mutter until you do it. That's only called losh if you beat it very strongly. So, Shachalayim, which is cress seeds, Shashachmer of Shabbos, you crushed it before Shabbos with water. Let it add the next day oil and vinegar. And you can put in amita, which we'll see soon, means mint. You'll have to put mint in it also. But again, you can't beat it, you have to just mix it. Shum shirisku me'erev Shabbos. Garlic that you crushed before Shabbos. The next day you're allowed to put in beans. You can't crush the beans, but you could mix it lightly. What does amita mean? My amita, like we just spoke out, it is ninya, which is mint. See from here that mint and cress seeds taste good together. Akapadim, ad kan, this little sugya of losh, that was saying that the only time you could do it, if first of all, you have two tanoim, it's more to do it. First of all, it's already made into a paste before Shabbos. And second of all, you're not going to beat it very vigorously. This shalak binigay, if someone made tchina before Shabbos, he wants to add in oil or water on Shabbos, so it's very shayach, it's mutter, because it's already, it's ain losh achalosh. You have to look into the shayla, but that's kabinigay in this case. Zog to Gemara Vaita. And send the Mishnah, v'oisin anamulim v'shabbos. You're allowed to make anamulim v'shabbos. I was worried in the Mishnah that you only can make the what you need for Shabbos. You can't make extras. So what's we'll see what's anamulim exactly. We'll see as other things also. Tanur Rabbanim. Oisin anamulim v'shabbos. You're allowed to make anamulim v'shabbos. V'ein oisin aluntis. But aluntis you can't make on Shabbos. Zok the price. V'ezuhu anamulim v'ezuhu aluntis. Which one's which? Anamulim is yayin udvash pilpulim. It's a drink made out of wine, honey, and peppercorns. And that's a drink. It was a regular drink. It wasn't refuah. Aluntis is yayin yoshon. It's old wine, umayim, slulim, and filtered water, vafarsim wine, and balsam, the avdil be'masusa. They used to make this for after the bathhouse, lemaker, to cool the person off. So it's not really a drink they used for if someone was thirsty. They used it for healing purposes after a bath to cool themselves off. And therefore, you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos because it looks like I'm doing something for refuah. So that's what the bride says. You're allowed to make an amulim, you're not allowed to make aluntis. Once you mention aluntis, we'll tell you a story about aluntis. Omar Rav Yosef, Zimlechoda, Alas Bosa, Marokva, Ibani. I want them went after Marokva to the bathhouse. Kinafki, when I came out, Asoi, he brought to me, Kinafki Asoi, when I came out, he came to me, Ashkin Chamrachad Kosa. He gave me a drink, a cup of aluntis. That's this mix of balsam and old wine and water. And I felt the cool air from my head until my toes. It mamash cooled me off right after the bath. I was boiling hot, took this drink, boom, I was mamash cool. If I would have drank another cup, I would have took another cup, I would have been in danger. And if I would have been saved, I would have lost some of my schusim loyalim haba. That's how strong this stuff was. Used to drink this the whole day. How can you say it's dangerous that he would have died if he would have had a cup? So the Gemara, Shani Mokva Doshbe, Mokva was used to drinking this, and therefore it didn't have much effect on him because since he drank it all the time, so it didn't have much effect on him. There is another pshat before, and when the Gemara said that he would have lost some of his El Mahabad, the pshat is that such a big oinig, such a delight to have the drink, that he would have took another cup, it would have took away some of his schar in Olam Haba. That's the Mashal's pshat. And then the teretz is in Rekim Marokva Doshbe means he doesn't get such a big delight because he's so used to it. It wasn't such a big delight for him to have so much cups of these alantis. Zok to Numishta, right. Ein sharim nesa chiltis bepoishrim. You're not allowed to soak. Chiltis is a very strong spice. We're not exactly sure what it is, but very strong spice. And you're not allowed to soak it in warm water on Shabbos. We'll see in the Gemara why. But you could put the chiltis into vinegar and dip your food into it, because that's making a food. We'll see the first case really like a type of refuah, and therefore that's why it's awesome. So you're not allowed to soak the chiltas in warm water, because it's the refuah, see the Gemara, but you're allowed to put it into vinegar and use it as a dip. You can't pour water over kashinim. Kashinim is a type of bean that's a Michael Bahema. You're not allowed to pour water on it in order that the garbage should float to the top, because that's an issa beru. You are allowed to put it into a basket to watch it, even though sometimes, like Rashi says, the psoilus falls out, so it's a little bit of a bur, but that's in a mechavin, that's not a psikresha. And we pass the like Rab Shimon, the in a mechavin is mutta, but it's not a psikresha. In kovrim is a tevin v'kavra. Tevin is straw. The way you make straw, Rashi says, you crush it up a little bit, then the good separates from the bad. So you're not allowed to put this into a sifter on Shabbos. You also can't put it on a high place in order that the mites, the garbage of it should fall out. You're not allowed to do that. Aval, but if you want to transport it, you could transport it in a basket. You could transport it in a sifter to pour it into the trough for the behemoth, Michael behemoth. You're allowed to transport it that way. Something gets sifted out. Again, that's Einam Echav, like Rashi speaks out, that like Rashi speaks out, it's going to Rav Shimon holds that Dovah Shem Miskavin is Mutter. Zog the Gemara, first Gemara is going to handle what's the exact the issa of Chiltas. Someone went ahead and Shara. He soaked Chiltas in warm water. Which Melacha did he do? Tir Gemara of Adon HaShoa Kamei Yerasev, Shara Chayiv Chatas. You are Chayiv Chatas because of Melacha the Raisa. And it's not clear which halacha the Raisa he thought it would be. Maybe Al's Bishul, or Al's, like it's like a Gemara of the food, if something's called a Bishul. Could be that's what he named on it. It's Chayiv Chatas because of Bishul. Only Abaya. El Me'at, sorry, Umtza V'maya. You think if you took a piece of raw meat and you soaked it in water, you're going to be Chayiv for Bishul on Shabbos? How can I have them a Chayiv? Of course not. You're not Chayiv. Elam Abaya, the Rabbanon. The reason why you can't soak Chiltas in Paishim is because the Rabbanon, so Yasek, the Rosh Hashanah, because Uvda the Choyl. And we spoke out a different time that Uvda the Choyl always has to have Shaykhis to Xerah of Issa. So since this Uvda the Choyl is, this made, the Chiltas is made for Refuah, so it's called Uvda the Choyl because you might come to make Shchiris Amon, you might come to make medicine on Shabbos, which is Issa the Raisa, and therefore they said that with the Rabbanon you cannot make this concoction because Uvda the Choyl. What about cold water? You can't do it in warm water. What about cold water? Could you soak it in cold water? May I say over the chal? Amalei, he says, awesome. So Rabbi Yechanan asked him back. Our Mishnah says dafka poishrim you can't do. How about tzayin mutter? It's mashma our Mishnah. Tzayin was mutter. Amalei, Rabbi Yechanan said to Rabbi Yechanan, you should ask me a shayla. You got my answer. So if you don't already, you have your own opinion ready. What are you asking me? You think I'm your Rebbe? So why are you asking me if you don't already? But I'm telling you, Pshat. You know what Pshat is? Our Mishnah, you're right. It's a good thing for our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Yechidoi here because there's a Brisa that you don't know. The Tanya says in the Brisa. Ain shayin is a chiltus loy becham le mitzoynin. The Brisa says, Tanakama says, Hinala be shayin chiltus, not becham and not mitzoynin. So our Mishnah is going to go into Rabbi Yossi, but that's Das Yechida. Therefore, when you ask me the Shaila, I'm telling you the facts that you're not allowed to do it, not Becham, not Metzayin. The Chiltas. L'may Avdilei, what do you use it for? What do you use Chiltas for? What is it good for? And the Gemara, Yoko de Liba, it's good for a heavy heart. Some kind of sickness called a heavy heart. Rav Acha by Yosef Chosh, Yoko de Liba, Rav Acha by Yosef had this heavy heart. Also, the Kamei, the Malkva, came to my Okva, Malay. Zil shasi tlos tikli chiltas of tlos yemen. Drink in 3 days, three portions. Tikli means like a dinner zav that weight that was soaked in water for 3 days. Eat this concoction, this chilta and poishim. Drink it for 3 days. Ozal, this was on a Thursday. Ozal ishti chamsh of Shabbos. He drank some on Thursday, umali Shabbos and on Arab Shabbos. Now came Shabbos at Safra on the morning of Shabbos. Also, Shomer and Joshua came to the base of Meir. Shomer lay, Tonabe Ravada, Ravada, Tonabe Ravada. He asked the Kashim, he asked the Shalom, am I allowed to drink it? So they said, yeah, you're allowed to drink it. You're allowed to drink this on Shabbos. Why are you allowed to drink it? Because since it's a drink that some people drink by itself also, therefore, Allah is, when it comes to refuah, you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. But here, he's saying you're allowed to drink it because this is a Michael Briam. This is something people drink. It's a regular drink that something people drink. Therefore, you're allowed to drink it on Shabbos. So Rav Acha said, that wasn't my question. Amalu, lishtus lekabayle. I didn't have a question about drinking. Kikabayle, lishtus my. I didn't have it prepared. Am I allowed to prepare it? We know when the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to prepare this drink. So am I allowed to prepare it on Shabbos? Omer v'chiyah ba'oven. I want to have a story about this. Also, Shulta Rav Ada Bahav of Lev Yod, he didn't know. Also, Shulta Rav Huna of Amah, Hoch Kamar Rav, it's Rav Paskin, Shoira Betsoinin, let her do a Betsoinin, Niach Bechavin. He put in the sun to warm it up. So, you let her do a Betsoinin. So, that's what he answered me. Let her make this Chiltas in cold water. So, tomorrow, Kaman, who is that like? Kaman the Shari, is that like Man the Amah holds Mutter, like our Mishnah, and like the Braiso, who says, Yechidah, Rav Yesi, who says it's Mutter? Are you Paskin like that? Not like Rav Yana, comes out. So he says, no. I feel a man the osir. Even if you're a man the yamah was osir and tzaynin, hani milhech lo ishti klal. That's when you didn't start drinking it. But he started on Thursday and Friday. V'hacha, given the ishti cham shom al Shabbos, he started drinking on Thursday and Friday. He lo ishasi v'shabbos. If you were not drinking on Shabbos, mistaken, you would get into sakana. And if you get into sakana, shab kuch nefesh, therefore you're allowed to do it. So it comes out, the reason why you're allowed to make this on Shabbos is really because of sakana. So the first speak out, even though it's sakana, so then what do you have to do it in tzaynin? Do it in paishrim. Do it in warm water. Teretz is that even when kuch nefesh, anytime you can be nekashinui, whatever you can do in beheta, you do beheta. Here was an emergency. So whatever you can do beheta, you have to do beheta, and therefore you should make it in tzaynin. There's a big shaman when it comes to medicine. If you start the antibiotics, you continue taking on Shabbos, even though you're not feeling so sick anymore. And this Gemara is for one of the Makairis that maybe you're allowed to, maybe this Gemara is maybe you're not allowed to. That's a shayla. You have to handle this Gemara when you handle that shayla, if you like to continue taking the antibiotics. Is if they start taking antibiotics before Shabbos, they continue taking it because it might be a sakana to stop taking it. So I'm going to invite. Rav Acha ben Yosef was taking a walk. He was a little older, and he was on Rav Nachman Yitzchak's shoulder, who was his nephew. Amalei kimatina lebei Rav Safron. We get to Rav Safron's house. Alina, bring me up to the house. He's an old man. Bring me up to the house. Kimati Alina. He brought him up to the house and he waited outside for him. Boyimineh, so Rav Acha bar Yosef asked Rav Safra, Ma'u l'kasuse kitinasa v'shabsa. If you have this linen shirt that's very stiff after it came out of the wash, and you want to crush it up a little bit, you want to soften it by hand, is it a problem on Shabbos? L'rekuche kitinasa l'kamachav v'shabsa. I mean, I'm just trying to soften it and it's mutter. Or maybe when I do that, it also gets a little wider. So maybe it's a type of washing clothing on Shabbos. Now wash clothing, it's called malabin on Shabbos. Now I'll do that. So maybe here, when you're softening it, you're making it white. So maybe it's also to do. That was a shayla he asked him. You know what? That's a shayla. And the topic really is what's the not what the kavana is. Because you ask the guy what the kavana is, but which one is the ikker thing that happens to it? The ikker thing that's happening is getting soft, and that's why it's mutter. Kinofak, when it came out, also kinofak also omalei. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak, his nephew, the son of his sister, asks him, "My boy, Barimnei, what did you ask Rav Safra? Omalei, Barimnei, my alchusik katanas b'Shabbos. I asked him, I have a lot of soften a linen shirt on Shabbos. But omalei, and he answered Shabbos, and he said it's mutter. But tibayle l'mar sudra, why don't you ask him about a head covering, if you let us soften that?" So the Maran says, Sudloikom Barley. So Rav Acha said, that I didn't ask him. The Sudloikom Barley, the Bayer Rav, when I want to ask Rav Huna the Shaila, partially they told me that it's awesome. But Tavshalay Lamar Masudra, so if you know that's awesome, so why do you learn that this is awesome in there? Amalei, Hosa Mechsikalude Chivara. There it's clearly your Ikkavana is to make it white. Why? Because since it's on your head, it has to be 100% white. Haka, here on your shirt, it doesn't have to be 100% white. It's not so important to you to get it white, and therefore you're allowed to be makel, because there really your kavana is to soften it.